Jose and I run our household as a partnership. That means that pre-cancer, we both cooked, we both cleaned, and we both contributed financially. We were both all in. As Jose started getting sick, even before the official diagnosis, my partner had limited energy and capacity to help around the house. That meant that even more was pushed onto my already full plate. So my plate looked a little like this. I was running my business, helping him with his business, going to his doctor's appointments, mentally trying to keep track of medication times, blood pressure levels, food intake, keeping the house clean and the laundry. Oh, the never-ending laundry. Welcome to the Caregiver's Guide to Cancer podcast. This podcast is hosted by Amy Dover and Jose Rosa. I, Amy, am or was Jose's caregiver, depending upon what episode you're listening to. You see, the thing that frustrated us most about our new journey was the fact that there really wasn't a guidebook to tell us how to get through it. While this podcast won't be a complete guidebook, given that everyone's diagnosis, treatment, care plans, responses, etc., are all very different, it is, however, our sincere hope that you find nuggets in the stories told that will help you to navigate your journey as a caregiver. Now, here's our disclaimer. The content that you will hear in this podcast are stories of how others have navigated cancer and caregiving. It should not be taken as medical advice. We would be more than thrilled if you found a nugget that you believe would help you, but please first discuss it with your medical care provider before implementing it. Somehow, I was supposed to manage all of that with more stress and even less sleep. That's not humanly possible. Some of you listening have kids or aging parents to care for as well. You have many, many external factors that impact your household. It's a lot. It's too much, actually. Together, Jose and I sat down and talked about needing some help. We looked at everything on my plate and listed the things that I absolutely had to do and the things that someone else could realistically do. Cooking and cleaning immediately rose to the top of the list of things that someone else could do. We didn't just want to hire a cleaning company. We wanted someone to come in and do what needs to be done. Cleaning companies just clean. We put some feelers out to see if anyone in our network knew of someone who wanted to pick up a few hours worth of work each week. I even put posts in a few local Facebook groups for a house helper. I had two people apply. I invited them over to meet us and to see the house. I absolutely fell in love with the first person who came over. She herself was a two-time cancer survivor. She knew what we were going through and what we needed. She had such a servant's heart, and I believe she knew immediately that God had placed her at our house at that moment. Krista came over once a week and worked through my to-do list. She did some basic cleaning and odds and ends things like moving a wood pile in the backyard. Y'all, she did laundry. Loads and loads of laundry every week. It was nothing short of amazing. We even had her start cooking. Cooking early on in the diagnosis was such a pain. What he'd eat one day would make him sick the next. It stressed me out. We'll share more about food and nutrition later, but for now, just know that having Krista was a true blessing. We're not rich people. We didn't have any help in our budget pre-cancer, but we looked at what needed to get done in a given day and realized that we just needed help. At one point, Krista got COVID and couldn't come over for several weeks. My friend stepped in and came over and cleaned my house. It's a humbling experience to have friends and family do things for you. The truth is, they want to help though, and they often feel helpless. If they want to bring you dinner, say yes. If they want to buy you gift cards to local restaurants, say yes. If they want to come over and cut your grass, say yes. If they want to take up a collection so you can hire a house helper or pay a neighbor's kid to mow your lawn, say yes. You are not Hercules. No one expects you to be. Do what you must and outsource the rest. One of my girlfriends and a cancer survivor herself nominated us for two free house cleanings through a program called Cleaning for a Cause. Krista and I kept the house pretty clean, but when the professional crew came through, the house got a much deeper and much needed cleaning. I was so grateful that she nominated us, and grateful to local companies who donate their time and services. If you've never heard of it, I suggest looking them up. It's called Cleaning for a Cause. You can self-nominate. The program will match you with a local company in your area. One of the cleanings was scheduled when Krista had COVID, so it all worked out to be a pretty timely service. I think I've mentioned that we're pretty private people, so when a friend recommended that we set up a web-based profile for meal deliveries, we were kind of reluctant. She pushed me and said that people wanted to help but didn't know how, and that I should let them. And I needed to tell them how. You, my friend, are going to need help, even if you don't know exactly what that looks like right now. She was right, of course. I have amazing friends. She's also giving great advice for any other caregiver. You need the help, and cooking and cleaning are things that can be outsourced by friends and family. When she set up that meal delivery service, people started sending us gift cards to restaurants and donating money. Again, a very humbling experience, but we used that money to hire Krista. It truly was a huge help and a huge blessing. Here's one thing we learned. People react quickly to new things. Let them help when they are offering. Take stock of what you need and help others understand how to best help you. Let your friends set up a meal delivery schedule. Let your neighbors mow your lawn. Accept the help. It's humbling, but it's necessary. The content in this podcast consists of stories of how we and others have navigated cancer and caregiving. It should not be taken as medical advice. If you found a nugget that you believe will help you and your loved one in your cancer journey, we are thrilled, but please first discuss it with your medical care provider before implementing it. This podcast is brought to you by Larrick Point Consulting. Larrick Point guides business owners in developing streamlined operating procedures. For help developing new workflows and even outsourcing operational activities, visit them at larrickpointconsulting.com. If you like what you've heard today and want more, be sure and subscribe so that you get alerts for new episodes. Until next time, Jose and I are sending you much love and prayers for healing.